What's the occasion?
Your birthday.
Thank you.
How'd your golf game go this past weekend?
I didn't do it. I couldn't play golf. I hadn't played golf in forever, so.
Benny, you know, this is a big part of what you have to do now. You've never been a guy that liked the mic and the cameras, but now you're going to have to love us.
But you know what? I know what comes along with the job, man. I'm excited for it because this is a part of win, lose, or draw. I understand.
Your excitement level, though, I mean, Memphis has always been at the core of who you are, and now you're the coach of this hometown team.
Man, this is truly a blessing. I look at this as a blessing. I look at this as a part of God's plan for me to be coaching. The seventh coach here, you know, the number seven is the number of completion. So it feels like all of this is going in order. And I'm ready to get the team back to, you know, the glory days of when the building was packed, the student section was in attendance, and winning basketball games.
And you started coaching a couple years ago because of my childhood friend. What would he say to you today when he found out you were coaching Memphis and Memphis?
Well, you know what? This was a part of his plan as well. He wanted us to go middle school, high school, and then college. So he would say, job well done. Now let's go on and win a national championship here for the University of Memphis.
This has obviously been a dream of yours, but when did it really feel like a reality over the past, whether it was months, weeks? Like, when did you really feel like this was a possibility?
Not until now. You know, because they had a coach here, Coach Smith, and you know, not until now, because this became a reality this morning driving here. Like, you know what, I have the opportunity to be the University of Memphis head coach. It's coming full circle. But really, it wasn't thought about before now. It's just, okay, now it can happen.
Out of everything you become, an NBA All-Pro, what does this stand?
This ranks really high because the NBA really is a huge feat because there's so many, that's a small percentage that makes it. But to be able to come back and coach your alma mater, man, in your hometown, is a dream come true. So this ranks probably second behind making it into the NBA.
We spent a lot of time hugging people out there and taking pictures. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Coach Spence would be proud. You know, most of my experience here at Memphis, well, all of my experience was with Coach Finch, and he taught me a lot. So his fingerprints and his imprint will be on this team as well from how he taught us back in the day. But he would be very proud.
A lot of pictures and everything. You said it felt like a family reunion. Is that what this should be, a big old family reunion?
Absolutely, because Tiger basketball, you know, no disrespect to the Grizzlies, is number one in the city. And it was here before the Grizzlies came. So, you know, everybody, when the Tigers won back in the day, everybody was happy. When the Tigers lost, everybody was sad. So to see all the faces smiling again, it's like a great family reunion. They have all the old faces coming back out, and the new.
You need new faces, Jeff.
Yes. Just basically just never take anything for granted. Let's seize the moment. Let's put everything that we have in our bodies out on the line, and let's go win games, you know, and do it together. That's one thing Coach Finch preached is just doing it together.
But you being hired as the coach comes hope, expectations, but also pressure. How are you going to get your team to deal with all that pressure that comes with you?
Well, that means you're going to be in a position of excellence. And that's what I would say to the team. When people put pressure on you and there's a lot of pressure, then that's greatness. You can make greatness out of that. You don't have to fold. So I'm looking to make greatness out of the pressure and go and win ball games for this team.
Championship. I mean, we didn't say it. You said it.
Is that absolutely. The goal? That's my goal. I've always had that goal for every team that I've coached is an NCAA championship for this school and for this city.
Penny, you never won a championship. Go ahead, Will.
When in your mind did you think, I'm a college coach, I know this game well enough now, I can be a college coach?
I've always had the confidence when I retired from the NBA that I could coach any level. I could have gone back into the NBA, coached college, and of course I coached middle school and high school. Basketball is basketball. I respect the coaches that have done it for a while. But I've had enough experience in the NBA with some great coaches, playing under some great coaches, and being the coach on the floor to be able to run a program.
Coach with the most influence?
Larry Brown. Larry Brown in the NBA was a guy that really, he was more family. Because the NBA is really a business, but he kept the team close. He cared about the people. He cared about the players. And that's what I loved about him the most.
Benny, it's been 4 years since this team's been in the NCAA tournament. Do you think you guys can get there next year? And do you think it's something that should happen every year, 4 out of every 5?
It's tough to say it should happen every year, but that's my goal. That's my goal, to make it to the NCAA tournament every year. We want to know what seed we're going to have and not if we're going to make it at all. That's my vision.
Penny, you mentioned pressure and how it could lead to championships and expectations, but the other word that comes to mind being where you're from is burden, because now everyone in this city just expects to flip the switch to flip and everything's going to be great again.
Right.
How much do you, you know, enhance that burden? How much do you get excited about being the guy that can help resurrect this program?
Well, I'm very excited about that. I'm willing to put all chips on the table, put everything on my back, and try to lead this city to what they really believe that we can do. And I really feel like I can go out and get the talent to come in here and play and win, like I say, and win championships for the school.
There are skeptics out there. There are people who say, oh, former NBA player, like, he never coached. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, I just say that's their opinion, but you have to prove it to them. You know, it's not just going to happen because I'm Anthony Hardaway and I'm going to be a college coach and kids are going to be falling to my lap. I have to go grind. I have to go work. But I'm willing to put that all in, put the work in, and prove the critics wrong. I mean, they have an opinion.
How close are you to putting together a staff?
One name, Tony Matlock. That's the guy, my backcourt mate. I want to bring him on.
Is he already? He'll be working with you today. Like, are you already doing things with
this Tony? This week, I will hope to have him working with me. And we have not found an associate in the other assistant seat yet. But Tony Matlock, I have to get him right away.
Any names floating out there that you want to potentially?
Not really. I'll keep you guys informed, though. I won't hide anything. I mean, I won't. I'll just. Right now, we don't have to be in a hurry. But I did want to get my ex-teammate back here.
What's your message, Benny? You have so many guys that you've been tied in with. Obviously, you coached the Mideast, the three straight. But now, you know, what should fans expect? Because fans expect you to get every guy that Penny Hardaway has ever known or coached or anything. So how do you deal with those expectations? And what's your message to recruits?
Well, they're realistic expectations because I hope I left a lasting impression on all the kids that I've coached in the past to want to continue their careers with me. And I think that I've shown them that I could take them to another level as a coach. And I just hope they trust me enough to be able to come here as well.
I'm told you just tore out a little piece of paper out of Phil's notebook and wrote down the speech. When did you do that, and what did you want to hit? Like, when you get your remarks, you wanted...
I didn't write a speech. It just came off the top of my head. Yeah. That's just how I like to do things. I like to do things from the heart. I don't really
it
like to write
passionate.
It down.
Was it?
Yeah, it was emotional and passionate because I feel the city's pain. I feel the school's pain. And I feel like I can do something about it, and I want to do something about it. So I thought about that speech when I got on the stage on the mic. So that's just how it works for me. That's how it is.
For those other two staff jobs, in general, what are you looking for to kind of complete your staff, to kind of complete what you're trying to do here?
Well, I'm looking for veteran guys that have been in the game a long time that can go out there and hit the pavement and grind and go and make families and kids believe that this is the place for them to have their kids to come. And... you know, and just tireless workers, you know, guys that are going to be grinding all day and all night, nonstop, to try to keep get this school back to its, you know, rightful form, and to, you know, to continue to keep us ranked highly by going out and get those kids.
I'm sure they're all fenced up around Memphis from a recruiting standpoint.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking to a guy that's born and raised here. The city raised me. My team was 99% Memphis when I played here, so I definitely want to have a fence around the city and get the top talent out of the city. I'm not a guy that opposes going out and grabbing the hometown talent, because you have enough talent here that can win. You know, you still want to go nationally, sure, but hometown talent, you have to keep at home.
What about schedule? Schedule. What would you like to see that upgraded?
I do. I do want to see that upgraded. I'm not a guy that, I mean, I don't knock any schedule that's been here, but I want to play the big boys. I want to know where we stand. I want to go against the guys so I can learn and see, you know, this is what makes them great. And I don't want to hold anything back when it comes to scheduling. I'll be calling Cal. I'll be calling Michigan State. I'll be calling Duke. I'll be calling all the big boys. And I want to play all of them at some point, a home and home. I really do. I think that the city wants that. I want that. Never run away from competition at all. You can only learn from it.
Your reaction to guys like LeBron that's been congratulating you and cheering you on social media and stuff like that, have you talked to any of them or have you tried?
You know, I'm probably going to talk to LeBron today. I don't have Twitter anymore, so I couldn't respond to his tweet. But that's big time when you have the king, you know, tweeting out about that it's a game changer for me to come to a college. I also got a lot of love from my fellow peers in the NBA, Gary Payton, Nick Van Exel, Sam Cassell, Isaiah Thomas, Baron Davis, all those guys sent a group text to me and said congratulations, and they were going to be coming to some of the games and want to do an actual point guard camp here this summer. So I'm excited about the NBA supporting me as well.
Have you heard from Shaq? Is he moving to town? Shaq?
I don't know about Shaq moving to town, but you know, I'm sure I'll be talking to him as well.
When you go have your summer camp?
Roster, how many are you open to having all these guys back? How are you gonna how do you handle all these guys returning?
Yeah, I don't really know how realistic it is because these guys were recruited by Coach Smith, and you know, when you know a changing of coaches, you know, some guys probably weren't happy this year and want to leave. And I'm not going to hold anybody that doesn't want to stay. I'm not that type of coach because you want guys to be here that are going to be all in. And so I don't know how realistic it is to keep the entire roster.
Are there any people that you've leaned on over the past few days that you've talked to, like, what do I need to know? What am I getting into? Have you had those conversations with people?
Well, I've had conversations with Tony Mellock a lot because, you know, he's a veteran in the game. He has 20-plus years in the game. And he's helped me out a lot, just talking to me about the what-ifs. And, you know, I've always, you know, he's always tried to recruit my guys, so I've always kept in touch with him once a week, twice a week. And he's just told me about all the lay of the land, pretty much.
And what's it been like the past couple of weeks? I think for a couple of weeks, people have known that this is a possibility. Mm-hmm. You are obviously a very, very public figure. Have you been asked about it a million times everywhere you go?
I was asked about it a million times, but I had to really focus on East High School. I had a task at hand to win 3 state championships in a row, and I couldn't even think about the University of Memphis. And plus, they had a coach. So I was really focused on what I needed to focus on, and that was winning a third championship.
What do you talk about is your biggest challenge coming in
and
taking this
one? It's kind of getting a feel for the conference. You know, really getting a feel for the conference. The one thing that I do love is a lot of the players from last year are back. You know, the junior college players, they're veterans. They understand. They've seen the league now. Cincinnati and Wichita and were the big dogs in the league. So, you know, we definitely have to deal with that. But I think the challenges are going to be just me getting the feel for the conference.
Penny, in terms of the players that are here, how much flexibility do you have with regards to the APO?
I have to sit down with Tom Bourne and talk about that because I know that it's very important right now. And I will know more about that for the rest of this week.
Penny, there's a lot of
last question here.
Wanting to bring back the vintage uniforms. Any thoughts to that?
I would love to do that. I'm definitely going to be on board for bringing back the vintage uniforms for at least a game or two. Especially big games at home and throwback uniforms. I'm with it.
As the coach, you can get it done, I'm sure.
I'm going to get it done then. Book it. Book
it. Right. Special color phones.
Book it.
All right. Thank you.
Can we get a photo without these cameras, please?
Thank you, Penny.